got Anthony Masterson sitting here with Peanuts starter Will Atwood. And Will, you started out the season a little bit slow in the month of April, but since then in 15 starts, a 2.93 earned run average. Tell me, what was the turning point for you this season?
You know, I don't know if I can really point to any one specific thing. You know, April was one of the weirdest months I've ever had in this game of baseball since I can remember. You know, I threw good pitches that got hit. I threw mistakes. They got hit. Had a little bit of bad luck. Just, you know, a lot of things that go against you in the game of baseball happened to me in the month of April. And, you know, I think for the most part, I'm proud of the way I handled it. You know, you got to fight through it. You know, hitters have slumps, and, you know, I guess that's the equivalent to it as a pitcher. You know, you have outings like that where, you know, sometimes things just don't go your way, and you got to keep the same approach and keep working hard, and you know, hopefully things turn around, which they have.
Did you lose confidence at any point?
No. You know, I think, you know, everybody in this game, you have to have confidence in yourself. And, you know, I talked to Paul and talked to Trent, and neither one of them, you know, really felt that, you know, they'd lost confidence in me. You know, they kept telling me, you know, I just gotta keep doing what I'm doing, and, you know, the numbers say that things will turn out in your favor.
Are you in the rotation on opening day? Do you think you've assumed the role of staff ace right now on this team?
You know, I don't know. This is one of the, as far as pitching goes, this is one of the deepest teams I've ever been on. You know, we lost Arnie and Jeff and Brad to Double A. Then we've picked up, you know, Ingles, Peacock, and you know, me and Tommy and Pena. You know, it just seems like, you know, they just, whoever they bring in here just keeps putting up productive numbers. You know, I don't think we really have an ace, but I think everybody who goes out there has got a good chance to win every ball game.
Well, does that go back to pitching coach Paul Menhart? What has he done for you to help you through your first professional season here?
Oh, Paul's great. You know, I mean, he's not one of those guys who's going to come out and try to force things on. You know, he's there. You know, anytime you got a question or looking for some, you know, guidance or suggestions, you know, he's there to offer it. But Paul's a great guy. You know, he's easy to talk to. He's easy to listen to. And, you know, I think everybody agrees with me that the Nationals are blessed to have Paul as a pitching coach.
All right, you shot up in the system last year after a strong showing in short season A ball up in Vermont. What's the biggest difference for you between short season ball and full season ball here in Potomac?
You know, in Vermont last year, you know, I could still, you know, challenge some guys with a fastball and beat them. Whereas here, you have to set up hitters a little more. You know, you have to throw your fastball, not just for strikes, but for quality strikes. And then you have to be able to throw your off-speed stuff for strikes, so that you can get guys off your fastball.
Or you also got one of the best pickoff moves to first base in the Carolina League as a left-hander. So does it help you out on the mound knowing that the guy on first base could be just as easy to retire as the guy at the plate?
Well, it's actually funny. That's another thing Paul jokes with me about is I really have a terrible pickoff move. It's just the fact that I've been lucky as far as, you know, seeing guys, you know, trying to get between me and Trent, you know, reading guys as far as their jumps, trying to steal. So we've gotten lucky in nailing a lot of guys trying to steal. But my pickoff move is definitely something I need to work on. But it's worked out this year as far as catching guys when they are going.
Do you share notes with fellow lefty Tommy Malone? He's got a great pickoff move to first base as well. Do you, you know, get notes from him, or do you, as a pitching staff, share notes together?
All you got to do is ask him, and he'll tell you that his is much better than mine, and he gives me a hard time about it all the time. But, yeah, Tommy's got one of the better moves in this league, one of the better moves that I've ever seen. And, you know, I talk to him all the time about it, trying to, you know, figure out something I can do to make mine a little better.
Are you only 22 years old, but you've seen lots of roster turnover, especially in the last couple of months for the Peanuts. And are you seen as one of the veterans on this team now?
I don't think so. You know, we got guys like Brian Peacock, who've been here for a while. You know, we got Pahoot, a lot of position guys, you know, who've been around the organization for a while. So, you know, I don't really see myself as much of a veteran. You know, a lot of the guys who have moved in now are guys that I played with last year in Vermont. So, you know, we got a good group of guys, and you know, it's going well for us right now.
All right, a few quick hits here, a few favorites. Right now, what's your favorite food?
I love sushi. Had sushi today for lunch. Really enjoy that.
All right, favorite movie?
Tin Cup, Legend of Bagger Vance. I'm a big golf guy. I love golf movies. Yeah, I don't know. I could keep on and on there.
All right, favorite music?
Country. Country. I'm a big fan of country. One of these days I'm going to give it a shot and maybe move to Nashville and see if I can't cut some songs and write a few songs for some of the big guys.
Favorite place to play you've had so far?
Myrtle Beach. I think anybody on this team will tell you Myrtle Beach is a great place to go.
Especially when you get to play in front of some of your family, if you ever get a chance to play there.
Oh, yeah. Home state, great stadium, good food, and good people, of course. They're from South Carolina.
All right, what are some of your goals for the rest of the season?
You know, I want to finish strong. You know, I've turned it around. You know, I try not to look so much at the numbers. You know, I mean, they say a lot, but they don't tell the whole story. So I'm not so much worried about my numbers. But, you know, I've been on a pretty good stretch here lately, and that's my goal, is to, you know, finish strong and stay healthy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will. PNAT starting pitcher Will Atwood. I am Anthony Masterson, sending it back to you in the press box, Dan.